This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The signs are multiplying, brethren. The tremors are increasing. We watch as Yahuwah's prophets commanded, and the patterns are undeniable. Edom writhes, flexing its power in a desperate, failing attempt to maintain control. The modern state of Israel, a manufactured instrument of that ancient animosity, continues to ignite the tinderbox, while scattered Israel remains largely asleep to the spiritual battle raging around them. We begin today with the escalating aggression in the Persian Gulf. Reports confirm U.S. Central Command, the military arm of Edom, has released propaganda showcasing strikes within Iranian territory. These are not isolated incidents, but the continuation of a decades-long attempt to dominate the ancient Near East, to seize what rightfully belongs to the inheritance promised to Israel. Remember the words of Yeshayahu 13:17-18. Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them who do not regard silver nor desire gold. Their bows will shatter the arrows and they will trample on the young men. Edom believes it can defy Yahuwah's decrees through military might. It believes it can rewrite the covenant. It is tragically mistaken. This aggression isn't about security, it's about suppression. It's about delaying the return, prolonging the exile. And Israel, the Zionist regime, functions as Edom's hand, its sharpened blade in the region. Consider Yirmiyahu 49:3-6, speaking of Edom's pride and ultimate downfall. Their arrogance blinds them to the inevitable judgment. They believe they can dictate terms, control resources, and dictate who has access to the bounty of this land. And the arrogance extends inward. The United States, the heart of Edom's current manifestation, is tightening its grip on its own populace. Reports of a federal agent killing a man in Maine, details obscured, accountability evaded, underscore the escalating violence employed against dissent. This isn't law enforcement, brethren. This is oppression. The shedding of innocent blood cries out to Yahuwah, and Edom will answer for it. Malachi 1:3-5 speaks plainly, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. The fruit of that hatred is on full display. Even the seemingly innocuous, the consolidation of media power through the proposed Paramount and Warner Bros. Merger, reveals the insidious reach of Edom. These corporations aren't simply businesses. They are instruments of control, shaping narratives, suppressing truth, and manipulating the flow of information. They seek to create a reality tailored to Edom's agenda to further blind scattered Israel to the true nature of these events. Zephaniah 1:12-13 warns of this very thing, a time when those who should be watchmen are asleep, and Yahuwah will search Jerusalem with lamps. The brazenness of this power is on full display in Washington, D.C., the extension of the National Guard deployment to 2029. Until after the next presidential inauguration, is not a response to a crisis. It is a sustained occupation of the nation's capital, a clear signal of fear, a visible manifestation of a regime that relies on force to maintain control. The capital city, meant to represent the will of the people, is now under constant armed watch. A chilling echo of ancient empires built on intimidation. Israel, scattered Israel, is not to place our trust in these earthly kingdoms, but solely in the Most High. And the provocation continues. The declaration, through Senator Rubio, a mouthpiece for the Zionist agenda of the United States' intention to control the Strait of Hormuz, is nothing less than a declaration of war, cloaked in the language of restoration. It is a blatant attempt to dominate a critical global choke point. They claim it's about free passage, but it's about domination, about dictating terms to nations who refuse to submit. But scattered Israel remains largely unaware. Yahal 2:3-4 speaks of a great and terrible army and a fire consuming the land. Yet the people are asleep, distracted, blinded by the illusions of this world. They do not see the spiritual battle raging around them. They do not recognize the signs of the times. The conflict with Iran is escalating, and the threats, including targeting the symbolic Pickaxe Mountain, reveal the depth of Israel's hostility and its disregard for human life. Any deal offered will be steeped in deception, designed to further entrench the Zionist state's hold on the region. Yahuwah's covenant people must not be deceived. The true path to restoration lies not in aligning with earthly powers, but in returning to the covenant, in seeking Yahuwah's guidance, and in preparing for the day of His righteous judgment. The watchman must sound the alarm. The time for discernment and repentance is now. Edom is escalating, its judgment is drawing near, and scattered Israel must awaken before it is too late. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.